In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Alif Lam Mim. These are the signs of the definitive book, a guidance and mercy for the virtuous, who maintain the prayer and pay the zakat, and are certain of the hereafter. Those follow their Lord's guidance, and it is they who are the felicitous. Among the people is he who buys diversionary talk, that he may lead people astray from Allah's way without any knowledge, and he takes it in derision. For such, there is a humiliating punishment. And when our signs are recited to him, he turns away disdainfully, as if he had not heard them at all, as if there were deafness in his ears. So inform him of a painful punishment. As for those who have faith and do righteous deeds, for them will be gardens of bliss, to remain in them forever, a true promise of Allah, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. He created the heavens without any pillars that you may see, and cast firm mountains in the earth, lest it should shake with you, and He has scattered in it every kind of animal, and we sent down water from the sky and caused every splendid kind of plant to grow in it. This is the creation of Allah. Now show me what others besides Him have created. Rather, the wrongdoers are in manifest error. Certainly we gave Luqman wisdom, saying, Give thanks to Allah, and whoever gives thanks only for his own sake. And whoever is ungrateful, let him know that Allah is indeed all-sufficient, all-laudable. When Luqman said to his son, as he advised him, O my son, do not ascribe any partners to Allah. Polytheism is indeed a great injustice. We have enjoined man concerning his parents. His mother carried him through weakness upon weakness, and his weaning takes 2 years. Give thanks to me and to your parents. To me is the return. But if they urge you to ascribe to me as partner that of which you have no knowledge, then do not obey them. Keep their company honorably in this world, and follow the way of him who turns to me penitently. Then to me will be your return, whereat I will inform you concerning what you used to do. O my son, even if it should be the weight of a mustard seed, and even though it should be in a rock, or in the heavens, or in the earth, Allah will produce it. Indeed, Allah is all attentive, all aware. O my son, maintain the prayer, and bid what is right, and forbid what is wrong, and be patient through whatever may visit you. That is indeed the steadiest of courses. Do not turn your cheek disdainfully from the people, and do not walk exultantly on the earth. Indeed, Allah does not like any swaggering braggart. Be modest in your bearing, and lower your voice. Indeed, the ungainliest of voices is the donkey's voice. Do you not see that Allah has disposed for you whatever there is in the heavens and whatever there is in the earth? And He has showered upon you His blessings, the outward and the inward? Yet among the people are those who dispute concerning Allah without any knowledge or guidance or an illuminating scripture. When they are told, follow what Allah has sent down, they say, we will rather follow what we found our fathers following. What? Even if Satan be calling them to the punishment of the blaze? Whoever surrenders his heart to Allah and is virtuous has certainly held fast to the firmest handle, and with Allah lies the outcome of all matters. As for those who are faithless, let their faithlessness not grieve you. To us will be their return, and we will inform them about what they have done. Indeed, Allah knows best what is in the breasts. We will provide for them for a short time, then we will shove them toward a harsh punishment. If you ask them, who created the heavens and the earth, they will surely say, Allah. Say, all praise belongs to Allah, yet most of them do not know. To Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth. Indeed, Allah is the all-sufficient, the all-laudable. If all the trees on the earth were pens, and the sea, replenished with 7 more seas, were ink, the words of Allah would not be spent. Indeed, Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. Your creation and your resurrection are not but as of a single soul. Indeed, Allah is All-Hearing, All-Seeing. Have you not regarded that Allah makes the night pass into the day, and makes the day pass into the night? And He has disposed the sun and the moon, each moving for a specified term, and that Allah is well aware of what you do? That is because Allah is the reality, and whatever they invoke besides Him is nullity, and because Allah is the All-Exalted, the All-Great. Have you not regarded that the ships sail at sea by Allah's blessing, that He may show you some of His signs? There are indeed signs in that for every patient and grateful servant. When waves cover them like awnings, they invoke Allah, putting exclusive faith in Him. But when He delivers them towards land, only some of them remain unswerving, and no one will impugn our signs except an ungrateful traitor. O mankind, be wary of your Lord and fear the day when a father shall not atone for his child, nor the child shall atone for his father in any wise. Indeed, Allah's promise is true. So do not let the life of the world deceive you, nor let the deceiver deceive you concerning Allah. Indeed, the knowledge of the hour is with Allah. He sends down the rain, and He knows what is in the wombs. No soul knows what it will earn tomorrow, and no soul knows in what land it will die. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing, all-aware.